Beirut. Pope Leo called on Lebanon's political leadership to place peace above all other priorities, delivering a firm message during his visit to a country still shaken by Israeli airstrikes and regional turmoil. The American pontiff arrived in Beirut after a four-day trip to Turkey, where he warned that the world is facing an extraordinary concentration of violent conflicts. In Lebanon, he shifted his focus to reconciliation and national unity, appealing directly to leaders gathered at the presidential palace. Call for peace in a divided nation. Speaking before a chamber filled with political and religious representatives, Leo opened with the message of peacemaking that has shaped much of his early papacy. He emphasized that Lebanon's complex sectarian landscape makes the pursuit of peace even more urgent. Throughout his address, he repeated the theme of peace relentlessly, urging leaders to work together despite the complex and uncertain regional climate. President Joseph Aoun, Prime Minister Nawaf Salam, and senior figures across Lebanon's religious spectrum attended the event. Leo also appealed to ordinary Lebanese to resist the growing trend of emigration, saying it takes courage to remain in one's homeland during difficult times. He encouraged citizens to stay engaged in efforts to rebuild their country and overcome decades of political paralysis, nation with shadow of conflict. Lebanon has not undergone a formal process of reconciliation since its civil war ended in 1990, and the ongoing confrontations between Israel and Hezbollah have revived deep internal divisions. Hours before Leo's arrival, crowds lined Beirut's streets waving Lebanese and Vatican flags, eager for a moment of hope amid worsening tensions. President Aoun acknowledged the country's anguish, describing Lebanon as a place where Christians and Muslims live side by side, different yet equal. Many Lebanese saw the visit as a chance to revive a national conversation about unity. Rhonda Sayoun, who traveled from Qatar for the occasion, said people want Leo's message to plant peace in the hearts of politicians so life in Lebanon can stabilize once again. Regional pressures and rising fears. Israel's continued strikes in southern Lebanon, despite last year's ceasefire, have alarmed political leaders who fear the conflict may escalate. Israel maintains that its operations are aimed at preventing Hezbollah from rebuilding its military capabilities. Hezbollah officials expressed hope that the Pope's presence would help ease tensions. Senior lawmaker Mohammed Raad attended the speech in Beirut, while the group's leader, Naeem Qassem, welcomed Leo's visit as a step toward reducing violence. Pope Leo, relatively unknown internationally before his election in May, is drawing intense attention during his first overseas tour. The 70-year-old Pope is traveling to five cities and towns across Lebanon before returning to Rome on Tuesday.